John S. Doyle is here with It Says in the Papers.
Photographs of the packed Doyle chamber yesterday when the President of Ukraine was addressing the joint houses of the Oireachtas dominate the front pages of the Irish Examiner and Irish Times. How could anyone with a heart not cry, asks the headline in the Examiner. It's a quote from a Ukrainian woman living in Ireland, Olha Perekinex, who watches on TV in Cork with a group of refugees. She wept quietly during Volodymyr Zelensky's speech as she thought of her family members still in western Ukraine and of her uncle and aunt in Russia, the paper says. The president did not waste time on pleasantries, Miriam Lord writes in The Times. Dear people of Ireland, he said, this night our territory was again hit by Russian missiles. He was not delivering a speech for the ages, says Lord. He was on a mission to seek help for his country. In the corridors of Brussels, our voice must echo his concerns, says The Independent in an editorial. In its lead story, The Independent reports that the cabinet has been secretly warned that the state's capacity to house Ukrainian refugees is nearing exhaustion. A shortage of beds is anticipated by the end of this week, and as many as 10,000 people will have no accommodation at all by the end of the month, the paper says. Ministers were told on Tuesday that around 5,000 additional beds will be needed by Easter to meet demand. This will be on top of those already identified in hotels, B&Bs, guest houses, state facilities, and from people who have pledged vacant homes and rooms, the Independent reports. In the Irish Daily Mail's lead story, John Lee reports that the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, was not informed until 2 days ago that the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, was to take up a secondment funded by his department. Senior government sources confirmed to the paper that Mr. Donnelly believed that Dr. Houlihan was retiring from the public service and taking up an academic role in Trinity College on a full-time basis. The Times also has that story, reported by Harry McGee. The Independent reports that the Department of Health has refused to answer questions about who signed off on Dr. Houlihan's secondment. The Irish Daily Star leads with the reaction of the mother of Rachel Callaly, who was murdered by her husband Joe O'Reilly, to the European Court of Justice ruling in the case of the convicted murderer Graham Dwyer. The Irish Sun's lead story is about the tributes paid to a Drogheda man, Tony Rogers, the owner of one of County Louth's biggest taxi companies, who died suddenly while having dental treatment in Turkey. As the paper reports, he flew to Istanbul for an emergency procedure on Monday and passed away after he received an anaesthetic the next morning. John Kierans writes that the Turkish authorities are expected to hold a full-scale inquiry into what happened.